Blog Talk Radio. Jesus, only Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our Father in heaven. We give God the praise. We give him the glory. Welcome to Seeds of Prayer and Praise. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. And I just thank God that for his grace and his mercy, because it's because of him that able to come and to pray. Amen. He gives us the grace. He gives us, amen, what we need through the Holy Spirit to come before him in such a mighty and great way. Glory be unto God. And we worship him. We thank him on today. Amen. So our scripture, amen, we are coming from the book of Jeremiah this morning. Amen, the book of Jeremiah. And we start in verse 12. It says, "Then when you call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." Verse 13, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Glory be to God. And that's what we'd be faithful in. We're being faithful to call on the Lord and pray to him, and he'll listen to us. And when we seek him, we'll find him. And we seek him with all our heart. So here we are with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength to seek the Lord today. He is our comforter. He is our strength. And hallelujah to his glory, you know, glorious name. He is mighty God. And so we're going to go to him in prayer and thanksgiving. And truly he is amazing. He's wonderful. Hallelujah. Give him the highest praise. Amen. And so let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we give you praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. You are amazing. You are the only God, amen, who can hear our prayers and listen to us and answer us in a mighty way. God, we come before your throne of grace and mercy for our loved ones, our family, our friends, our community, our nations. Father God, we come before you because we know you are God who performs miracles now and forevermore. So, God, in the name of Jesus, many are in need of the miracle of salvation. We ask you to send more laborers into the harvest field. We pray to you, Lord of the harvest. Send them out, God, workers. God, send them out to those who are in darkness and to bring them into the light. Seeds sown, seeds watered, and you're the one who makes those grow. Thank you, Father God, that you're bringing them out of the valley of decision, the valley of judgment, to make up their minds and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And their minds are unblinded by the enemy. And God, that they will see the gospel, they will hear the gospel and respond in the way that says, "I believe in my heart, I confess with my mouth that the Lord God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and he died because he had died for my sins." Hallelujah, glory to your name for such a great salvation, O Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for those who are already on the battlefield for you, O God, already in the harvest field, already doing the great work. We're lifting up Gospel of Asia and Grace Point Ministries in Africa, Kenya. God, we thank you for these many missionaries all over the world, Father God, doing what you called us all to do, and to go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them everything you command, and baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, just doing your will, Father God, working while it's still day. God, you give us strength, you give us grace, you give us mercy. It is you who replenishes us and restores us. God, you're so great. God, you're so wonderful. God, you're so awesome. God, there's no one like you. You're doing a great thing, Father God, for us, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the miracle of salvation, for many souls to come into the kingdom. You said this gospel must be preached, and then the end shall come. So we are looking for the gospel to go out in great and mighty ways all over, Father God, the whole world. Lord, we thank you right now for our children and youth. We lift them up because we know you said that we should have faith as a little child. And God, you said that don't stop the little children from coming unto me. So we pray that children and youth will be reached most of all, God, and that their faith be established, because we know we treat up a child in the way they should go. We know they will not depart from it. So we call on your name, Jesus, for them. We call on your name, Father God, in a mighty way. You're doing great and mighty things. Hallelujah unto your name. Thank you, Father God, Jesus. We thank you, God, for being our healer. You, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God who heals us. You heal our bodies, God, of any sickness. You can heal cancer, diabetes, heart disease, God. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you right now for raising up those who have faith. And we pray, God, and as a prayer of the righteous availeth much, you hear and you answer. We thank you, Lord God, for provision. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider, providing all that we need, supplying what we need, God, physically, emotionally, spiritually. We can trust and depend on you and place our faith firmly in the Lord God, who says, cast all your cares on me because I care for you. And so we do that today. We cast all our anxieties. We cast all our cares, Father God, on our hearts to you today. And we know you are God who will respond mightily. And then we thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up our leaderships of our nations. We lift up, you said, to pray for kings, pray for those in authority. We pray for our President Barack Obama. We pray for those who are over the states here. We pray for all the kings and queens and prime ministers around the world. We pray for them, God, so we can live a peaceable and godly life in holiness, Father God, to be able to also have freedom to share the gospel, to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ, so they too can be set free from the captivity and the bondage of the enemy. God, thank you. God, praise you. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you right now as we come to a close to our prayer. God, that there's prayers that the saints right now have on their hearts, God. We all come into agreement with. We all come into agreement, God, on spoken requests that you hear and you answer, Lord God, and when we cry out to you and call to you with all our hearts. Thank you, mighty God. We praise your holy name. We give you glory and honor and praise. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that for just being God, you are so wonderful. You are so awesome. You are so mighty. Thank you for hearing our prayers, God, in calling us to a greater level in you and calling us up, Father God, amen, to be closer to you, to trust more in you, and to do your will. To you be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise God. Amen, and praise God. We've come to the end of this morning's program. We do want you to join us for tomorrow morning, Seeds of the Word, where we continue to worship the God. We have some encouragement from his word. Amen. Oh, praise his name. Be blessed. Have an awesome rest of your day. Amen. We're going to have a last selection and just testify of the goodness of the Lord. His love endures forever. Amen. Portion.